Godwin. It is time for Workforce Wednesday, and welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, also known as the WIB. With the challenges of competing in today's economy, a little help can make a big difference in helping a company grow. In Ventura County, we have a wide range of free and low-cost resources that are available to our 30,000 businesses. That's right, 30,000 businesses. Here to talk about them today are Ashish Shah, COO and co-founder of VSolvit in Ventura. Good morning, Ashish. How are you?
Good.
And also Brian Gabler, Director of Economic Development and Assistant City Manager for Simi Valley and a member of the Workforce Investment Board. Brian, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific. How are you?
We're doing great here. Good to have you folks along as always. Brian, let's start with you. The WIB supports a regional outreach initiative, and it's called Ventura County Grows Business. What is Ventura County Grows Business, and why is it so important?
Well, Ventura County Grows Business is an initiative of the WIB to support the growth of growth and retention of businesses and promote a wide range of the free and low-cost services that are available. It's available to all businesses in all cities throughout Ventura County. And as Ventura County business succeeds, we put more people to work, the economy gets stronger, and all of Ventura County wins.
So it's a good plan. Ashish, VSolvit. Now, first of all, you gave me a little insight on VSolvit. Tell us about that.
Sure. So VSolvit is a play on words, VSolve IT. And, as the name suggests, we provide a wide range of services and consulting related to information technology with a particular emphasis on GIS, geographic information systems, data warehousing, and business intelligence.
And we'll talk more about how much this is affecting everybody from what we hold in our hands with all the, between an iPhone, a Droid, and all of that. We'll get to that in just moments here. Very interesting technology. Let's stay with Ashish here. What type of business support have you received through the WIB and its partners? What has been the impact on this for your business?
The WIB has been an excellent growth partner for us. We have grown from two people company in 2006 to almost 150 people right now.
Wow.
And the best part about all of this is we have outsourced zero jobs, ex-US. We have, from the WIB, we have received help in recruiting. We have received help in training our employees. And this is very critical for us because, as we grow, we want to give more opportunities to our people. And the training element is critical because it helps individuals be poised for success as they grow within our organization. And from broadly speaking, from a community standpoint, the reality is many of us as businesses are competing with folks who outsource jobs. And with the training and the free, the low-cost help provided by WIB, business owners like myself who are on the fence in terms of whether we retain the jobs in U.S. or we outsource them, it's a very critical help. It allows us to compete and set the level the playing fields.
Yeah, you just have to look at the temptation of this. You're running a business, you're trying to look at your margins, and you know that somebody will do it over there for X amount of dollars and somebody here who you'd love to employ, but there is a pretty big dynamic here on what you can do. So it's great. We'll talk about retaining business in the area too, but it's not only important to keep businesses here, but also to keep the outsourcing to a minimum. Brian, Ventura County Grows Business is a user-friendly website that connects with a wide range of resources all in one place. Brian, tell us what businesses can find when they go there.
Well, VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com is a fantastic website, and it really assists businesses from the beginning to the end. Business assistance is available for business startups to help businesses get the legs underneath them to become successful, get them some financing, get them some help. Existing businesses can find help through solving a particular problem. There is help to deal with growing the business, to hire and train employees, as Ashish has taken advantage of, as well to become more productive. As you said, the business over there can do it cheaper. How do I compete with that that particular business? And then on the far end, sadly, there are businesses that don't always succeed, and there is actually assistance there to help businesses through transition. And if you need those transition services for your business or your employees, that assistance is there as well.
Excellent. Now, we hear congratulations are in order for Ashish and VSolvit. Recently received the WIB Champion for Prosperity Award. What are you doing to be a champion for prosperity?
So I think, yes, it has been a tremendous year for vSolvIt. We've received multiple awards. For the WIB Awards, what we have done really is focus on retaining the jobs within the U.S. and our county, and encouraging our folks to take advantage of the training and to help grow the skills and the talent of the local workforce.
Excellent. Does this now, the Stanley Cup, the Kings just won that big. Is there anything like that? Can we take it around? We need some sort of parade, I think, because this is great.
There is something that you can touch.
Hold it over your head.
Unfortunately, you can't run with that.
Okay. Well, we'll have to work on that part, but congratulations. That's great to hear. Now, for both of you, let's start with Brian. What advice would you give to a small business owner who wants to take his or her company to that next level? They want to expand. They want to grow.
You know, the message I got to give to them is you're not alone. I often go and meet with businesses, and we talk with them and listen to the issues that they're having, and we explain to them there are solutions out there for you, and there's people that will provide that help. And their first that question they ask is, well, what's the catch? How much is it going to cost? Well, it costs absolutely nothing. So we really want to encourage small businesses to look at the website, go to VenturaCountyGrowsBusiness.com, look at the website, hear the testimonials from the businesses that have taken advantage of all the services that are there, and really make that phone call and reach out to the various levels of assistance that the businesses can tap into.
Okay, Ashish, what do you think?
Well, as a, you know, the co-founder of a company that has grown from 2 people to 150 people, I probably have a laundry list of advice to give freely. I think the first and foremost is that things change constantly. And, you know, the challenges that business owners will have at the start when they are starting the business is very different than the challenges that they face when they are 20 or 100 or 150 people. And I think, you know, they should take advantage of the WIB resources that is available for the full spectrum of the life cycle of a business. The second is, you know, always focus on delivering high value to your customer. At the end of the day, when you deliver on the value proposition to the customer, not the low cost, but delivering value to the customer, in the end, we all win.
And that's great to hear that we can all have that going. And WIB is such a huge part of this, and keeping business in the county and also helping business. Let's just get back quickly to one of the things here. We've heard of a lot of the businesses that have left. I've heard commercials on the radio where the governor of Texas is saying, hey, you're in a nice place. It's beautiful here in Southern California, but we got a better deal in Texas. What could happen here to really make it better for business? Because you can't imagine somebody leaving Ventura County. I mean, we talk about it all the time. No matter where you are, you're miles from the beach or right at the beach. You're close to the mountains, the hills. You have beautiful lakes. We have so many things here that are attractive. But we see again and again that businesses seem to get handcuffed. So what would, if there was one thing, what would it be to retain and maintain good business here?
Think about you have to live in Texas.
That's good. Okay. We have a winner. You might have to root for the Cowboys, right? Yeah, that could be, yeah. Is a really, really big deal. The attraction of this area is a large part of why people want to be here.
Absolutely. California is a wonderful place to do business. Is it easy to do business? No, it's tough. But you have access to the ports, you have access to the Asian markets, you have access to a freeway system that will take you all throughout the country, and you have a very supportive business climate that when you have resources like the WIB has and other organizations that are willing to jump in and help you, we're going to make sure you succeed in California.
And stay here and not Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I think also I want to add on innovation, right? I think, again, one of the ways the businesses can create value is by innovating. And to innovate, you need good quality people. And for good quality people, you need to create an environment, not only within the company, but even outside the company to attract them to where you can have a work-life balance. And I think, you know, from a again, to your point, California offers a lot to on the work-life environment and balance. And I think that's something that we can tap into.
And it's nice that we now have we've had CLU for years. Mm-hmm. Everybody always forgets about Thomas Aquinas, a beautiful college here. It's actually in Santa Paula. Where else are we? We have 3 junior colleges, Cal State Channel Islands. Lots of stuff here.
CLU, yeah.
News Talk 1590 KVTA. Yeah, all of the above. So enjoy it. Brian, Ashish, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate the business that you have here in Ventura County and also supporting WIB. Great to have you along with us this morning.
Thank you, Sons. Appreciate it.
And to find out more on no-cost and low-cost business resources in Ventura County, all in one place, go to www.venturacountygrowsbusiness.com. That's www.venturacountygrowsbusiness.com. Also, another way to access Ventura County Grows Business is through the Workforce Investment Board website, and that's at www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, and community members of the Workforce Investment Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to wib.ventura.org.
And it is 8:53.
Now, the KVTA News headlines.
The head of